Blake, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. Good. How are you? I'm not sure if I would watch that. I'd definitely help you film it, though.
Yeah, see, there you go. Exactly. Oh, Mash has a following already, right? He's got some definition in his arms, right? They're not spaghetti strings anymore. He's loving it. He's loving it.
That's awesome.
Now, a few things I want to touch on. There's a lot of people who, you know, you work out for, everybody has a different reason why. Like, some people love running just because mentally it's an escape form, right? It calms them down. Some people like to push weights. They're annoyed at work and you got to vent and you got to scream and grunt and do whatever. Stress relief through fitness. How important is it? How much of a, I guess, legitimate thing is it?
Well, it's a completely legitimate thing. And quite honestly, like, you know, you got to understand stress a little bit to understand why. And so when you look at stress, it's kind of your body's reaction to any change that's causing it to adjust or respond. And so for a normal person, you know, that might be some, you know, there might be some positive things like, getting us ready to getting us alert or avoiding danger, but there's huge negatives to it as well. And so understanding those negatives about like when if a person, you know, faces continuous challenges without sort of these breaks or relaxation between them, they can become overworked. So finding ways to get away from it or to, you know, get stronger to deal with it, they're super key. And you know, we'll talk a little bit about hopefully how exercise can do that.
How can it?
Well, you know, ultimately, you know, in a number of different ways, you got to be able to manage all of the different things that can happen to your body. You know, you got to look at what stress does to you. I mean, it has a huge effects on your body, on your mood, on your behavior. And for your body, you know, things like headaches and muscle pain and chest pain and fatigue, you know, sleeping problems. And even, you know, when you look at things like, some really bad stuff for guys, like you can have, you know, reduced sex drive. I know everyone's saying, nah, that never happens to me, but it's true. You know, so even your, you know, your mood, you can have anxiety, anger, depression, and ultimately you stop, you know, you overeat or you undereat, you have angry outbursts. Some people go to using drugs and alcohol or smoking or withdrawing socially. And so, You got to manage, you know, you first thing you do is you identify that you're having some of these things and then you work to manage it. And so, you know, obviously at the top of that list of active strategies is regular physical activity. And then, you know, you have things like relaxation techniques, keeping a sense of humor. I mean, you guys are great at that on the show. Socializing with family or friends, setting aside, you know, time for hobbies, getting enough sleep and a balanced diet. And it's important to note that there's a lot of people that use inactive ways of dealing with it. So things like watching television or surfing the internet or playing video games, and they might seem relaxing, but they increase your stress over the long term. And because, you know, ultimately your body is not doing anything to deal with the changes that are happening to you. So, you know, it's, When you look at what exercise does and why it's sort of at the top of that list, though, it does three things for you. It reduces your endorphins, it releases your endorphins. It reduces, but allows you to release these things that they're sort of feel good neurotransmitters in your brain, and it allows you to feel great. And then some people call it like a runner's high. And if your mind feels good, it allows you to manage all the bad things that are around you. In addition to that, you know, meditation. And we actually call it meditation in motion. But, you know, sort of if you're only concentrating on your body's movements, you sort of forget about all the irritations that you have in your life. And so you can begin to, you know, focus on single tasks and remain calm and clear with everything you do. And then the final thing it does is it improves your mood, increases your self-confidence, it relaxes you, you know, lowers the symptoms of, you know, depression or anxiety, and it can help you improve your sleep, which is often disrupted by stress. So it's you know, exercising is such a key thing, you know, both understanding it, understanding stress, identifying what are the symptoms, and then, you know, really understanding what exercising regularly can do. It's awesome.
Blake McDonald joins us. Now, Blake, has there been any studies of a specific type of exercise that it's better? Like, is weightlifting better? Is running better? Is there one that works better? Or does it depend on the individual to relieve stress?
Well, it's more about what they do, what each of them do. There's different types of exercise. I mean, the first one that everyone talks about is just walking, right? Like, people make the choice to just walk versus driving or riding. And that's huge. It gets your body moving, allows you to internalize on, you know, how you deal with these situations. And oftentimes, at the end of a long walk, you'll get, you know, almost into sort of like a meditative state. When you look at the, you know, other types of activities, you get the, like, sort of the high intensity exercises or, you know, things that get your heart rate up, running, biking, you know, playing hockey, playing sports. Ultimately, those are the activities that, you know, when I talked about before, pumping up your endorphins and causing you to focus sort of on that one task, which, you know, gets rid of all the rest of your problems. That's the activity that really helps with that end of things. But, you know, when you look at what are things that cause you to, for example, get better sleep, you know, obviously high-intensity exercises, but, you know, strength training is another great thing that allows you to, you know, it tires out your body so that when you hit the pillow at night, you're able to really get to sleep. And then you have activities as well that are actually more, we actually call them meditative exercise, things like yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, and they help with sort of that meditation, the focus and relaxation to the point where you're able to sort of stop thinking about your stresses. So there's, you know, there's a number of activity choices out there. It's just about understanding what each of them are designed to do.
Speaking about stress relief and fitness now, is there one about time length as well? Like, or frequency? Like, because doing it, okay, I'm just going to exercise once a week. Obviously, it's like anything. I don't think that's going to work. It's still way better than nothing. But is it something that needs to happen on a continual basis, like every second day? Is it 5 days a week? And is it for a certain amount of period before you can create those endorphins that are going to see benefits and see your stress level lower?
Yeah, and you know, it depends on what type we're talking about. If it's walking, you know, you should be walking every day as much as possible. So, you know, as much as possible daily activity. I mean, we got a guy here at work who loves to, he you know, three times a day, he takes a 10-minute walk around the parking lot. And that's just a great way to relieve stress and help him focus. So, you know, multiple times a day, actually getting up out of your chair and doing something is key. When you talk about those high intensity exercises, you know, 2 to 3 times a week for you know, a minimum of 45 minutes, that's really, you know, what we recommend. And you know, that kind of, you know, that's enough for your body to, you know, to put it under a little bit of tire and stress, and to the point where you can sleep better and you can you're getting those endorphin releases. And ultimately meditating. I mean, if you can find ways of sort of clearing your mind, and that's a daily thing, and goes back to almost kind of like walking multiple times per day.
And what about shooting a video for Mageau? Like, he might grow his hair out. We could call it afro size. How long do you think that would take?
Oh, growing the afro or taking
a video?
Oh, no,
dude, like a video that would get him a lot of hits online.
I think we could probably arrange for that. We've got a couple of trainers that could put him through some pretty stressful situations. And, you know, I think we could probably make some good arrangements for that, for sure.
Well, this is something we'll have to look into. Mageau's always wanted to make kind of a video debut, so this would be a good way to do it.
I'm all over it.
He's got that, his one-piece thong he's a big fan of, so maybe that'd be the time to unveil it. We'll see.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.